Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Sister from another mister and my brother from another mother. What's up, Heidi and Frank?
What's up?
Hey. So we were on the red carpet at the We Day event and caught up with Selena Gomez, John Stamos, and more stars. And it's tea time, honey. And we left Gary alone to spill the tea with Love and Hip Hop Miami star Amara La Negra.
Oh.
All that coming up. But first, Portia's got the latest on Cardi B.
Yes, I do. Well, Cardi B is taking a break, y'all.
What?
Yes. So she went on Instagram to explain why. Check it out.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? So I just want to make this a little clear and everything. Broccoli Fest will be my last performance for a little while and everything. Because, you know, shorty keep growing. And it's just like, you know, I be moving everything. But reality... A bitch barely can't breathe.
Love it.
Yep. So that's it. Well, we knew this was going to happen, right?
Yeah. Eventually,
yeah. I mean, you know, they be running around and she's rapping. You know, Brat rapping, that take a lot out you, right?
Oh, it
there.
Does?
It yeah. does.
Answer. She's standing right there.
It does.
Don't talk to me, Gary. Go ahead.
It does take a lot.
Did she say she's doing a broccoli festival?
Exactly. You know what broccoli is. That's sad that she would do something like that.
What is the broccoli festival?
Yeah, what are y'all trying
to
think
weed? Away? Isn't that another word for weed?
No, it's a vegetable.
No, honey.
The broccoli emoji is weed.
Thank
it
you,
is?
Frank.
Oh, yes, it is. It?
Y'all knew that. Hell, you ain't that well.
Wait, Gary, you more hipper than we are?
Right.
When did that happen?
Unbelievable.
Well, Sarah Jessica Parker is being sued for allegedly failing to promote a jewelry line that she got paid millions of dollars for. I know, it's a crazy story. Designer Kat Florence is suing SJP, allegedly for not doing enough to support the launch of their collaborative effort of trying to sell this diamond jewelry. But Sarah's team says she was hit with additional requests that were not in the original deal.
Okay.
So that way she didn't feel like she needed to.
But if it's a collaborative effort, then we've been in this together. And I know we paid you for one thing, but it's not selling well, so could you do more? Yes, we're in this together.
No, not in the contract. It don't work like that.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Really. No, and that's why when you are licensing your name and your likeness to somebody, you write up front, this is all what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Right. This is what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Anything outside of that, you will pay me more, and I will then decide if I want to do it.
Yep. See, listen to those business women. Uh-huh. We're a couple dummies.
I mean, whatever it takes.
So obviously, if she's being sued, her deal had to be revealed in court. Which becomes public record. So what's in her deal?
Okay, so Sarah's contract demands all interviews shall be conducted in the English language.
All right, and what else?
There will also be no filming until she's camera ready.
I get that.
Yes, bitch.
All right.
Yes,
you can't come through with that. That's right. You can't get mad at that,
especially from no woman, honey.
Yes.
That's how we are.
And gives her verbal consent, and there will be no filming while eating.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, somebody catch you with a mouthful of food.
Oh,
yeah.
Not cute.
They're going to catch her with a mouthful of hay.
Frank Kramer.
I know you are not coming for long face girls. Okay,
no.
Don't do us like that.
Now it's time for Ticket or Skip It.
All right.
And the big movie in theaters right now is Avengers Infinity War, and it's got all of your favorite Marvel superheroes, including Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Black Widow, and Wakanda Forever.
Perfectly balanced. As all things should be. I hope they remember you.
We don't know who they're fighting, but they left out the color purple. Sealy in
Hoppo
this.
Is the true villain.
Oh, yeah, what she do to finger?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
That's Hoppo.
What you done done to me, I already done to you.
Yes.
Like the rest of America, I say ticket because I'm calling it right now. This will be the biggest opening in U.S. history for a movie on the weekend. It's going to make $250 million.
I agree.
I will go above you. I'm going to go $280 million, and I also say ticket.
Ticket!
All right.
Portia, you on board? Ticket or skip it?
I will ticket it if I can dine and watch. So a drink, dine, and watch, I will ticket it. If I'm sitting there dry mouth, for 2.5 hours, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, I'm skipping it, honey. So
unless Magic Mike shows up, he's not going to be there.
Okay.
Well, science has proven another way that men, and maybe some of you ladies out there, can live longer.
Tell me.
How?
It's staring at boobies.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I knew I was helping the country.
Oh, God.
We can all just look at Portia's. I think she's trying to save all of our lives today. Thank you so much, Portia.
Children.
You're a hero. You are a hero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, according to a study in the Archive of Internal Medicine, staring at boobs creates a positive mindset in men, and positive thinking has a powerful effect on your health. So, boobies save lives.
Look at me today.
Come here, Frank. Let me give you a little medicine.
Frank, so how many years did Heidi just add onto your life just now?
Well, I think between you and Heidi, I'm a vampire.
All right, let's do a little flashback Friday, shall we? Let's do it. Okay, so do you remember way back when Mickey Mouse Club was Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and Ryan Gosling?
I remember talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christina Aguilera recently did an episode of Carpool Karaoke and gave us some behind-the-scenes scoop.
Even then, at that age, could you find yourself getting lost in Ryan Gosling's eyes?
I think there were crushes, but I wasn't on the train.
What train were you on? Were you on the Timberlake train?
I think, well, there was like a me and Britney, you know, that, well, now, you know, there was like a thing back then. Oh, my
what?
God.
Go on, what?
In.
What do you mean? What was when? What? I don't know any of this. What?
It was a good time.
Are we saying Timberlake was the main dude in the MMC?
He had swag. I have
Did
to
he?
Say. Back then.
Even back then?
Back then he had swag. But I know Ryan actually pretty much, he did have a crush on Britney. It's a cute.
Did he?
I think so. I think so. I don't know. It was like in.
She must be regretting that.
No, she got Justin. Like, it was like they were a big old couple.
Oh, no,
couple.
Yeah, you're right. That worked out wonderfully. No, you're right. It worked out wonderfully for everybody.
Hit songs.
Boy, she was a humming it up there for a minute.
Okay.
Am I saying too much? Not enough? What's happening?
Mickey Mouse Club's like Fight Club. We don't talk about Mickey Mouse Club.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
It's all secret.
All right, ladies, who would you choose if you were in the Mickey Mouse Club? Justin Timberlake or Ryan Gosling?
Timberlake, 100%.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Are you crazy?
That's what I said, Ryan.
No, I think Ryan Gosling's odd looking.
You get mesmerized. He may be odd looking, but his eyes are mesmerizing.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
He's a cutie.
It looked like his face got shut in a revolving door.
It's not. Yeah it's not.
Frank!
Such a hater.
Look at it.
Frank is such a hater.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's kind of rude.
You're a hater. If we said Justin Timberlake, you'd be like, well, his wife doesn't care about him anymore.
Right.
Like, you find something to say. You're a hater.
Up next, Kim Jong-un met with South Korean leaders today for the first time ever. It's a good sign for peace and diplomacy and all, but one of the biggest takeaways is that Kim Jong-un apparently travels with his own toilet.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Maybe he has to because he's really known for dropping some bombs.
Oh, no.
I agree with that.
I would think his own toilet seat, but the whole toilet?
You guys are picturing actual toilets and toilet seats. If you know anything about North Korea, it's just North Koreans with their hands out. Those are toilet seats in North Korea. He's bringing his own toilet. There it is. Coming up after the break, Andrew Freund is on the red carpet with Selena Gomez and John Stamos and many more stars. So stay tuned.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here on the blue carpet at We Day, which is an event that celebrates young people taking action. Okay, Monique, explain to me what We Day is.
So We Day is an incredible celebration where thousands of young people are brought together because they have done service. And so it's just honoring them. It's inspiring speakers and performances. And it's just like, honestly, it's just like the most amazing party for good.
What advice would you give to young people on what not to do? What's your main don't do this?
It's so funny. I don't live in the world of don'ts because especially with young people, I feel like we sort of treat them like they're apathetic or like that they're bad. And I think the truth is that they have so much good and energy. It just needs to be harnessed.
She's like a young Tony Robbins over here.
Aww,
a motivational speaker.
I received that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you look like you're a glamazon.
Oh, thank you. Is that a thing?
You look good.
Sure, I like it.
Talk to me about why it's important to empower young people.
It seems like such a silly question to me because at this point, if you're not listening to what is going on in our youth today and what people are talking about and the change and the impact that young people have is beyond me. I think they are the ones that can change the course of the rest of our future, and I believe in that. So that's why it's my sixth year doing it, because I actually 100% fully believe in what We Day does.
If I'm ready, can I come and get it?
Maybe like 5 years ago when that song was out.
Wait, what advice would you give to young people who want to get started in public service?
I mean, just my advice would just be go after what you're passionate about. We went to Kenya last year for our honeymoon. This year, we're going to Ecuador with family and friends doing a charitable trip. And then we're also, instead of a registry, we're not taking gifts from family and friends for the wedding. We're actually having everybody donate to try and raise enough money for clean water for 50,000 people for life.
What am I doing today? I'm just...
I'm on already.
You're spreading the word.
You feel like a schlub.
I mean, you look good. That's one step.
That's the only thing that's important. You look very well rested for someone who's a new father.
I banked sleep, in the 80s. I'm fine now.
Good. Is everything going well?
So well, yeah. I mean, it's better than anyone ever told me. I mean, I woke up this morning, I sang him... House at Poop Corner from and Christopher Robin, and his middle name is Christopher, and it's beautiful.
You worked for ABC for a while. You get some free Disney crap from them?
Did you say Disney crap?
Oh, my God, I forget. You're obsessed. He's obsessed with Disney.
Yes. My son better be into Disney, too, or he's in trouble. Like, Dad, we don't... Take me to Knott's Berry Farm. I don't like this Disney.
And let's go to Six Flags.
Yeah, right?
Lastly, we're talking about celebrity doppelgangers. Who have you been confused for? Who has someone come up to you once and like, oh, I loved you in so-and-so, and it wasn't you?
When I wear my glasses, it's Rachel Maddow. And I find that a compliment. I love her.
Huge compliment. Yeah.
I am completely confused all the time with Ryan Gosling. It's shocking. Oh my God, you're Ryan. Oh, you're not in that movie? I'm so sorry.
You were great in The Notebook.
See, thank you.
Phenomenal in La La Land.
I am so, oh, I can dance. Da-da. Then.
Can you teach me how to backflip down this carpet?
I can.
Would I break my neck?
Yes, maybe.
So you're saying no.
But you can do it, because I believe in you.
That's such Olympian crap to say. Just kidding.
Is it though? 11 years of telling myself that, and look at me now.
Look at her, she's backflipping on out of here. Who did you look up to growing up? Who were your heroes?
Well, within the profession, of course, James Dean, Marlon Brando, Montgomery Clift were the big three in our lives, because they had kind of transcended acting to behavior, and that's made all the difference.
Did you ever meet Brando?
I worked with him.
You worked? Oh, duh, sorry, it's escaping. What was?
Hold still.
I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Anybody there?
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Earlier this week, we left Gary here all by himself so he could have some tea time with Love & Hip Hop Miami's Amara La Negra. Did you miss us, Gary? Check it out.
Dish Nation, we have a guest in the studio this morning. Put your hands together for Miss Amara.
Hi, yes.
Hi, Amara, how are you?
I am super happy. Thank you for having me. And I know that you were having issues right before to say my name, so it's Amara Negra. But you did great.
Amara Negro.
La negra.
Oh, a negra. All right, girl. It's about a negra, honey. That's how we gonna get together, honey.
Yeah. That's fine.
So you play. So you have the single, What a Bam Bam.
Yes.
And a new video.
And Insecure. Insecure, which is actually my my latest single is Insecure. We just dropped the music video. And like 2 days ago, I recorded the remix. I don't know if you got to see it on my Instagram where I have like 5 snakes on me. It was crazy.
Oh, you like snakes?
I really don't. But you know what? I had to just confront my fears, and I did it. And it was pretty cool.
We had a snake on Dish Nation, baby. I didn't confront my fear. I ran out the door. So now I read somewhere that you spoke with Cardi B's sister or something. You want to do work with Cardi B? Is that correct?
No, what happened was that I did an interview at another radio station where certain things were said, and her sister took it to heart. I never at all dissed Cardi or anything like that. I don't know why she personally took it that way.
Exactly.
So in every interview, I've always uplifted her, and I've always said that I would love to work with Cardi. We come from the same franchise. We're both Dominicans. We're both Afro-Latinas. I mean, I love empowering other women. I love uniting powers. So I don't have an issue with it. It's just that I feel that people like the drama, and they want to see some type of controversy. Because, you know, it's part of the entertainment. Like, I get it.
I guess you want to make sure you get it clean because you don't want to be blackballed and you'll never have a career since Cardi is the queen of all things.
I totally disagree. I think that there's enough fans, there's enough people in the world for all of us to succeed and all have a fan base. I don't think that she has a power or anybody has a power to, you know, take me out of my route. You know, because whatever is meant for me is meant for me. Nobody can stop that.
You know a girl named Beyonce?
Yes.
What about Carrie Hilson?
Yes.
Okay. But anyway, child, so that's cute then. But
that was awful. Yeah, but you know what? No, I don't believe in that. I've been trying... Listen, in the past, they tried that, and guess where I'm at? I'm still here.
See?
None of that is going to stop. There's not a human in this planet that can stop God's purpose in my life.
And that's
period.
I believe that.
So let's be clear. Nobody. Thank you.
All right, Miss Amada. You heard that from Miss Amada, baby, honey. Mm. Amada, thanks for coming by Dish Nation, honey. And you know our doors are always open to you.
Amen. Thank you so much for all the love and support.
You're welcome, honey.
Like coming home. Graffiti U, the brand new album from Keith Urban, available now.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, in case you're wondering how Channing Tatum is doing since his divorce.
I'm guessing fantastic.
Well, he doesn't look sad. Just 3 weeks after announcing his split from Jenna, he's hanging out with Bachelor Ari at the Honda Indy Grand Prix in Alabama. Channing raced a few loops of the track with Ari, who's a professional race car driver. You remember Ari?
Yeah, he was the Bachelor.
And Channing Tatum even sent a message to Ari's fiance telling her he was about to do something stupid.
Here's my theory, and it's a great idea, is that Channing Tatum is going to be the next Bachelor. Celebrity Bachelor's coming up. That's the only reason he's hanging out with Ari Lyandike. Why else would you?
Oh, my God.
So he's going to be the next Bachelor.
And he was telling...
They're setting this up. I'm calling it now. If they don't have this idea already, take the idea.
Frank, you might be right.
Everybody would watch Channing Tatum make out with 30 different chicks.
And here's what they should do. They should also put Jenna as one of the Bachelorettes, and maybe they'll see if... With this whole new process, he can rekindle a romance.
No, they have dueling episodes where Jenna's the Bachelorette and he's the Bachelor.
Oh, my God. ABC, are you... Somebody do this.
And at the very end, they have the sexiest four-way of all time.
Fantasy suite.
All right, I better calm down.
All right.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.